Yesterday at the end of Shir, I mentioned to you the two tamim, why there should be an iser to be mazik. If I'm willing to pay to the hezik, where in the Torah is there any iser? Where does it say in the Torah an iser to be mazik if I'm willing to pay? So I mentioned yesterday the stipler's reason, the stipler of Rashash's reason, and the Reb Chaim's reason. The stipler, the Rashash, Rav Chanan, say that it's a Kal V'chaimer from Hashavas Aveda. The Madach, after a turn someone's Aveda, it certainly can't be Mazik. And Rav Baruch Beck quotes Reb Chaim as saying that it links in the parasha of Alei Yishmerenu Baalav, that there is a iser that if you have to pay for a hezek your animal does, certainly it's understood that you have a responsibility to make sure that your animal is not mazik. I didn't mention a nafkamina between the reasons. L'chaira, it would be a nafkamina between the reasons if you're allowed to let your animal, your bar, be mazik a guy. Let's say I have a case where your animal is going to be mazik a guy. So even let's say yachayiv, we're going to have to learn later in the year, yachayiv, mamin mazik on a guy. Let's say you are chayiv, but you're allowed to let it be mazik and you'll pay. So l'chayiv is telling the two reasons. If you learn it from Hashavas Aveda, the parsha of Hashavas Aveda specifically applies only to yidden and not to guy. Gemara says in Eilu Metzias that Adarab, Hashavas Aveda to a guy is aser, unless Mishum Kiddush Hashem, but the Hashavas Aveda is Dafka, Parsha of Hashavas Aveda to Yidden, Dafka, and not to guy. In Cain, if the whole time that being Mazik is aser is to learn it from Hashavas Aveda, so it wouldn't apply to a guy. Meshenke Rab Chaim's reason. Rab Chaim's reason is because there's an Issa to be Mazik. If it's true, we'll have to see later, but if it's true that you have to pay Hezekin to Goyim also, then it would follow from Reb Chaim's reasoning that there would be an Issa to be Mazik, to cause something to be Mazik a guy. Shar, which is Pata by Goyim, Shar Reyeyu, Beloy Shalakum, it wouldn't be an Issa, it would depend on which mazik. If there's an issa to be, if there's a din tashlumin, then there would be an issa to be mazik, according to Rav Chaim's Mahalach. So each mazik you have to see. The ones that are potter by goyim will be potter. The ones that are chay, other mazik is chay by a guy. So then there'll be an issa to be mazik, even to pay. A chay or a guy would be an afkamina between the two reasons. Second nafgamina might be hezek sheini nikar. According to the Madyama, you don't have to pay on a hezek sheini nikar. It's a machlaika. Hezek sheini nikar means if you mazik something in a way that's not a physical hezek, like you mitame someone's taharis, or you mix truma into someone's cholin. That's called hezek sheini nikar. It's a machlokes. If you hold hezek sheini nikar lav shmei hezek, you don't have to pay. Is there an issa to be mazik somebody with a hezek sheini nikar? According to the Hashavas Aveda Dikar reason, there would be an issa. Because the logic follows, if after return is Aveda, I certainly can't be metame his taharis, I can't be metame his things, because I'm causing him a loss. Meshenkei Reb Chaim's reason. Reb Chaim's reason only applies we have to pay. Reb Chaim is saying that wherever you have to pay, you're not allowed to be mazik. So if you hold hezek sheini nikar lav shmei hezek, then there would be no iser. And there's taka Rashi in Gittin, in Gimel Amid Beis, Peladika Rashi. Rashi says hezek sheini nikar lav shmei hezek. And Rashi says min haTorah, you're allowed to be mazik someone else, a hezek sheini nikar. In the Torah, it's mutter. So everyone's matmiya in a Torah. It's like a double pelam in a Torah. You're allowed to go and be matam et ha'res or shachavera. According to Reb Chaim's reason, it would follow the iser is only an iser because of the gzeres hakasuv that you have to pay. Otherwise, not. Otherwise, there would be no iser. Now, I have to l'reicha kamaicha. It's like I told you yesterday. It always violates the immediacy of a person. But as far as the chashim mishpatik adinim, these would be the chayra be two nafkaminas. One nafkamina by a guy, and one nafkamina by Hezek Sheni Nicker. By a guy, if it's a chumra, which reason? By a guy, Reb Chaim's reason is a chumra. That you're not allowed, since you have to pay if you're mazik a guy, you're not allowed to be mazik him. And by Hezek Sheni Nicker, it's the other way around. By Hezek Sheni Nicker, Reb Chaim's reason doesn't apply. But the Rosh Hashanah's reason does apply that you learn how to Hashavas Aveda, so it should be also to be Mazik somebody has a Shein and Nikr. Chayra, what would come out to be Mazik a guy, a Hezek Shein and Nikr? What? To be Mazik a guy with a Hezek Shein and Nikr? Huh? How? Should be mutam umanav shach. I mean, I don't know if the guy cares if your mitame is taharis, unless he has a business where he sells it to Jews. But let's say a mazik a guy a hezek shein and ikar, it should be mutal lachayr lachat chilav. All the reasons we had won't apply. Hashavas aveda is not hashavas aveda by a guy. The Chaim's reason doesn't apply to hezek shein and ikar. And here, even Vahaftalo Akhamaika, it also doesn't apply to a guy. Maybe it'd be a Chil Hashem, yeah. Okay, you have to know what the case is, but if there is no Chil Hashem involved, then L'chayra, to Mazik, a guy, Hezek Sheni Nicker, L'chayra would fall under both exceptions. Okay, let's learn the Mishnah. Arbav is Nezikin, Ashar Abar Hamavi Vahever. As I told you when we started, there are actually six of us Nezikin. There's Adam Amazik and five types of Mamin Amazik. There's Keren, Shein, Regel, Eish, and Bar. So we're going to have a Machlaikis in the Mishnah, in the Gemara, how to teach the Mishnah. The easiest Mandiyama to learn the Mishnah is that Shar means Kol Mili Shar. Shar means all three. Shein, Regel, Keren, and Bar is Bar, and Mave is Adam, and Haver is H. So at any rate, these are the different Mazikim. What's the order of the Mishnah? So Rashi brings, and Tosis spends time on Rashi, to say there, Shenichtavu B'Parsha, Sidron B'Mishnah. That the order of the Mishnah goes according to the way it's written in the Torah. So Tosfos says on Rashi, Tosfos Hashar v'Habar Pirush B'Kuntres Kasei D'Shenichtu V'Parsha Sidron V'Mishnah Avagav D'Leman D'Yama Tana Shar L'Ragloi Lai Havak Kasei D'Haparsha. Even though if you hold Shar as Regel, it's not really in the right order. The Regel Nafkalam V'Shilach Es Beira D'Ksiv Basar Bar Mekamachim Shem Shar K'Siv Kaidim V'Parsha. The idea of Shar Amazik is before Bar. You know, that doesn't fit really well because the first time thing in the Torah is Karen, but Afal Pikein, Zok Tosfos, the Shem Shar, Siv Kaidim Beparsha. So in the Kuntres Shiurim, he gives an importance to this. Usually, we don't spend time too much on it. Why is it this order, that order? Because Siv Beparsha, like Siv Beparsha. He has a Yisoid that he refers to, and we'll try to see why it's so. He refers to it as a big Yisoid for the Masechta. That Be'etzem, no Mazik would be Chayiv unless there's a Parsha in the Torah that tells you so. Be'etzem, a Mazik would be Potter, as I told you the first day. The reason Mazikim are Chayiv is because there's a parsha, there are five parshas in the Torah, six parshas in the Torah. Shein, Regel, which is really one parasha, and there's Keren, and there's Eish, and there's Bar, and there's Adam. There are parashas in the Torah that tell you Mazikin. The goal, anytime you deal with a Mazik, is to identify what he calls the Shem HaMazik. The Shem HaMazik, to be able to know which Mazik it is. Every Mazik has different dinim. Like Boris Pater on Kalim, Eishes Pater on Tomlin, Karen of Chatzin Nezek, and Shem Beregala Pater Bishas Sarabim. Every Mazik has its own rules, has different rules. The goal always is to plug it into one of the Parshiyos HaTorah. If you're going to come up, let's say, with a new Mazik, can anybody come up with a new Mazik? Let's say you have a let's say a person has an electric line that's exposed. He purposely leaves the electric line exposed. People can come by and get hurt. Which Mazik is it? What's it in? So the aside here is, it's not a new Mazik. It can't be a new Mazik. It could only be Chayiv if it fits into one of the Parshiyos. You have to either plug it into Bar, or plug it into Eish, or plug it into Shar, or into Adam. You can't tell me, well, it's Mestabri has to pay. That's no such thing. Well, the Gemara is going to talk about Mayim. There's a Mazik called Mayim. Somebody has a stream of water and it causes damage. There's no such Mazik. So what is it? So that's going to be a whole Isaac to try to figure out Mayim that damages, what is it? The aside is that every Mazik has to get a name, a Shem HaMazik, in order for it to be in the parasha of going to Beis Din and paying. That's the goal. It's got to fit into one of the parashiyos HaTorah. So Memela, the Mishnah listed all of them, Keseder, Aksuvim, B'Torah. The Torah, the Mishnah needs to tell you, you should know, these are the Mazikim. Why? Because there's a parsha of Shor in the Torah, there's a parsha of Bar in the Torah, there's a parsha of Adam, there's a parsha of Eish. There are parshas in the Torah for each of them. Keseder, Aksuvim, Parsha is, each one has its Siba, why it's Chayiv? Because there's a parsha that says so in the Torah. That's the aside that he says here in the Kuntres HaShiur, and he answers with this numerous questions. First of all, he says that the Lashon Arba Avos Nezikin instead of Mazikin should say there are four types of Mazik. So he brings from a Meiri that Nezikin is what he calls Shem HaToyar. It's the proper noun. It's the name. The Mishnah is telling you these are the names of the parshas of Nezikin. Because that's the whole idea of the Mishnah. The whole idea of the Mishnah is you have to be Kaveya Parshias. It's not that we could sit back and think up more types of Mazikin. Very often the Mishnah lists things. You could think of different ways that something could come out. That's not pshat. We're listing Parshias HaTorah. We're listing Parshias of Nezikin. Shar, Bar, Mav, and Heaven. And he has a mucker for this from a Taisus. Taisus is in two places, in Kiddushin and Dr. Gimel, and I think he brings some Bechairis Memches. There's a concept of milva haksuva b'tayr. That a milva, which is written in the Torah, has a din as if it was written in the shtar, as if it was written with a shtar. What I mean is the following. If you borrow money from someone, Baal Peh, you can't monai from Mishubad. If you borrow money from someone, there's no shtar, you don't monai. If he sells karka, you can't monai. If you borrow money, bishtar, so then you could monai and you could collect from karka. That's a basic idea in Nezikin. Let's say someone is chayiv money for Pidyon HaBen. Or for Erechin, any of the milva haksuva b'Torah, any financial obligation which is spelled out in the Torah. So we have an idea that milva haksuva b'Torah k'ksuva b'shtar domi. It has the dinim of k'suva b'shtar. A milva that's written out in the Torah is k'ksuva b'shtar domi, and therefore it's yechayev to pay. And not only you have to pay, but you come on eye for Mishubad. What about mazikin? If you mazik someone, you want to have an issue about them? So the answer is yes. Mazik is a novak suva b'taira. The Torah says, pay. The Torah says that you have to pay. So mazik is a novak suva b'taira. Pashut. Tosfos Akasha, every time you borrow money from someone, the chiyuv to pay also says in the Torah. The Torah says that if you borrow money from someone, you have to pay. The person who owes money has to bring out a payment to you. He brings out his mashkin from the house. So the Torah says you have to pay. Why is it paying a loan the milvak suva b'taira? And for Tosfos, because paying a loan, even if it wouldn't say in the Torah you'd have to pay, it's logical. It's simple. If you borrow money from someone, you have to pay him back. If there'll be no, the Torah wouldn't say any pasuk, you still have to pay back a loan. The Torah doesn't say, if Torah says a pasuk for Hilchos Mashkin. But be'etzem, a loan you would have to pay al pi svara. Zav Tosfos, since a loan you would have to pay al pi svara, you can't call that milvak suva b'taira. The Torah was mechadish that you have to pay? No. That's not a milvak suva b'taira. Because that is the logic you have to pay. Masha'ike mazik, or pidyon haben, or erechin. These are things which if there was no parsha in the Torah, you wouldn't have to pay. That's why it's a milvak suva b'taira. Kum tais b'feresh ha'taisvis, this is so. That all mazikim, if there was no parsha in the Torah, there would be no din that you have to pay. And that's the sisai that we're calling Shem Mazik. I'll try to demonstrate to you why it's how it comes lemaisa into figuring things out. But first, just this sisai is his sisai. He calls it a sisai for the whole masechta, that everything goes basa the Shem Hamazik, and our job is always to identify which parasha it fits into. This is his yisod. Now, in order to appreciate, he answers many more kashas with this, which I'm not going to go into. I want better. You should appreciate the chashivas of the yisod.
Why would a mazik have to pay?
You're right. You have to answer that first. Why wouldn't a mazik have to pay? What's a svara? Why wouldn't a mazik have to pay?
You're not giving
if it's the person's thing, if my shar stole his thing, I have to give it back. If my shar or my bar or my aish did damage, why shouldn't I have to pay? What's a svara?
If
I borrow money, I'm paying him back, different money. But yeah, I obligated myself. Why should a mazik be potter? I'll tell you two reasons. One reason that they bring is because a mazik is just a grubber. What are you doing by a mazik? Let's say you dig a bar. Someone comes by and he gets hurt. What you did is really a grubber. A gairim is potter by mazik. Generally, it's machloek from the Gemara, but we pass in grama as pata by mazik. That's the svara which is usually brought down. The Baruch Sabran here brings it. This would not explain Adam and mazik. It's a good question. By Adam and mazik, is there any svara to pater? Now he brought, I think the Stifler brings a Reni Yaina that says that mazik is a type of gzela. The mazik is also a type of gzela. But it could be that's only after the Torah is mechadish the parsha of Adam and mazik. The question is a good question. Let me come back to it. Just about Mamon HaMazik, there really would be a second reason, even without the reason of Grama. Who says that you chayev HaMazikin? There's a whole parsha of Mazikin that you're potter of. And that is in Hilchos Shchemim. The halacha is, if you have two neighbors, two people are neighbors, one next to the other. Let's say I have a tree in my backyard. And my tree goes over your backyard, and you can't build a sukkah because my tree's over backyard, and you don't have your let's say you planted things, there's no sunlight. Whose job is it to cut those branches down? The owner of the tree or the nizik? By American law, I imagine that it's the owner of the tree. We paskin, like Rabbi Yaisi in Perek LaYachbar, al hanizik laharchit esatzma. If I have a tree that grows over your backyard, and it's ruining it's ruining your sunlight, it's ruining your sukkah, whatever it is, it's your job to cut it down. Now, you're allowed to cut it, even though it's my tree. My tree's over in your backyard, you're allowed to cut it. But you have to pay for cutting it, not me. I don't have to pay for it. Because al hanizik laharchit esatzma, yilchashkeinin, the halacha is, with a few exceptions, but the halacha generally is that ala nizik la'achik asatzmai, the nizik has to be marchik. Why? Because the Torah didn't put the responsibility on the mazik. The Torah said, you watch out, you're being nizik. You know, everything is fair as long as it applies to everybody. Every nizik, you have two neighbors. Every nizik has to be marchik asatzmai from the mazik. If the Torah would have said the same thing by Bar B'Shusarab, Torah would have said, if people go in the street, you better watch out for virus. Al hanizik to watch himself. So it would make sense also. Al hanizik. Well, let's say shvarim. Look, at people own shvarim, you should know. You have to protect your property from your neighbor's shvarim. So it can't be such a thing. It could have gone the other way also. The Torah could have said, al hanizik laharchik esatz. The Torah said, no, the mazik is responsible. But that's a chiddush haTorah, that the mazik is the one who's responsible. Now, if this applies to Adam HaMazik, I'm not sure. By Adam HaMazik, it's taka hard to explain what the havavina is that Adam HaMazik is part of. If I go and I steal your thing, I have to pay. Now, mazik your thing, I don't have to pay. So maybe it's a little hard to understand. We'll put that aside. After being mavar. But Uncle Potter, certainly Mamon HaMazik, which this parak is Ruba, Mamon HaMazik, like I said, it's all Xeris HaKosim. To illustrate, let's learn the next two lines of the Mishnah, three, four lines of the Mishnah. And you'll see why this havana is very important. The Mishnah says, "Loi hari yashar kari amave, loi hari amave kari yashar." Mave and shar are different. The Gemara will explain why they're different. The Mishnah does not explain it. Go to the next one. "V'loi ze v'ze sheish ben ruachayim, kariyei shein ben ruachayim." Okay, so let's see. Shar and mave. Let's say shar and mave means shar and adam. So Shor and Adam are not the same as Eish. Why is the Mishnah telling you Shor and Adam are not the same as Eish? Why is the Mishnah telling you this? What's the Kavanah Pshat in the Mishnah? Why is the Mishnah telling you Shor and Adam are not the same as Eish? Who cares? Who cares? Huh? Why is the Mishnah mentioning all of them? In other words, I can really learn Eish out of the other two. So why am I listing Eish separately? Why is the Torah listing Eish separately? That's Pshat in the Mishnah. I push Pshat in the Mishnah. Why does the Torah have Shor, Maver and Eish? Why can't I learn Eish out of the other two? So the Teretz is because those two have a Ruach Chaim. Those two have a Ruach Chaim means it's more prone to be mazik. It's alive, it's something that can go and be mazik. Eish, which doesn't have a Ruach Chaim, even though Eish is dangerous, but it doesn't have its own mind. If you light a fire in your oven, it's not going to go go away on its own. So I would think Eish is potter. So therefore, I need Eish. V'loy zeh v'zeh shedarkon leiluchu lahazik harei bar. So what does that mean? That the three, Shar, Adam, and Eish, by themselves, why can't I learn bar out of them? Bar is different. Why? V'loy zeh v'zeh shedarkon leiluchu lahazik. Eish, Shar, and Adam go in them hazik. Karei bar she'ein darkon leiluchu lahazik. What does that mean? The characteristic of bar is ein darkei leiluchu lahazik. That when the Torah gave a separate parasha of bar, it's telling you that there's a mazik that's not darkei leiluchu lahazik, and that's called bar. Now, you can learn these words. It's not clear how to learn these words. Is this Mishnah telling you a halacha? It's a halacha. Bar is something that doesn't go and be mazik. Well, no. You know, you will learn Gemara. The Gemara is Kal V'chomer. The Gemara says Mamatzinu. Says, no, this is different because of this. It's not a halacha. It's just a difference. How do you understand the Mishnah? Is the Mishnah telling you that bar is, by definition, something that's not darkei leiluchu lahazik? Is that pshat in the Mishnah? It's a din? Or is it, it's just telling you, you know, you can't learn this out of that because it's different. It happens to be it's different. This Shaila, and how to teach the Mishnah, is really a very, you say this Dika Shaila, and I'll explain. The Stipler in Simen Dalid declares a Shaila. What's the din? If I dig a bar, and I light a fire in the bar. I go to Rishu Sarabin, I dig a bar, and in that bar I light a campfire. And now somebody comes walking down the street, falls into the bar, and his clothing get burnt in the fire. What do you say? Do I have to pay for that? So bar is pater on kalim, eish is chayav on kalim. So you're saying that since lamaisa the barimah didn't cause the damage, the eish caused the damage, I should be chayav. What's the tzad the other way? The other way is if you learn this Mishnah literally, Eish is something that's darkei leiluchu lahazik. It's a din. It's a characteristic of the Shem Eish. That name Eish in the Torah is something which is a fire that could go and be mazik. If I create a fire that can't go and be mazik, it's in a pit, an earthen pit, not going anywhere. It's sitting in the bar. The only way anybody's going to get hurt by this is if they walk by and they fall in. If you're going to learn the characteristic of Shar, Adam, and Eish is Darkon Leiluchu Lahazik, that's a defining characteristic of this Mazik, then you could say, well, in this type of Eish, it was not Darkon Leiluchu Lahazik. This Eish is a type of bar. This Eish is a kind of a bar. This is a bar that it's Ein Darkon Leiluchu Lahazik. Somebody has to walk into it to become Gnizik. No. But a normal Eish, I mean, if I light a fire in a place where it's dark, and somebody happened to walk into it, that's what you're saying.
It's not dark.
And any Eish that's not dark, we're in the. Yeah, Machinami. Any Eish that's not dark, I gave you an example before. Somebody has leaves an electric wire exposed outside. It's bar, that's Eish. Not darkei leiluchu lahazik. Chayav will be bar. If you learn darkei leiluchu lahazik is dafka. Now, so you could clear. The Steichler says you could clear. Maybe the fire, lemaisa, it spreads to the person's clothing. Maybe that's also called leila chalahazik. Just Steichler writes as a clear. That nekud is not negelim yonenu, because I'll give you other examples of cases. What's the geta on the kuda, the stipler? If you look in the stipler, he talks about this nekuda as well. About this nekuda, that maybe that's called leila chulahazik, so when a person falls in, it's like a bar. A bar, he bangs his head in the bar. An eish, the eish spread to the person. So maybe you could call that leila chulahazik. So that nekuda, I'm not going into. It brings a raya that it's not that way, that that's not called leila chulahazik. But what's the geta to us is this shayla. It's really, there are two questions. If I have an eish, which is not dark leila chulahazik, is it bar or is it eish? And if I could think of a bar that's dark leila chulahazik, if I could think of a traveling bar, I could think of such a thing. We'll have such a thing soon. A bar which is chulah. Is that bar? Maybe that's not bar. So, that's, I don't know, maybe it's Eish, maybe it's nothing. We'll have to figure it out. In other words, the Mishnah says, Shar Adam Eish Adakon Leila Chalahazik, Bar is not. You can learn the Mishnah, that it's just a pircha, and if you want to learn from the other, it's a pircha. Or you could learn it's a din. Because the holy side of Shem Mazik, that the Kuntra Seishurim is writing, that yisoid is the yisoid that the stifler is working on, that Rishayim, the whole parish we're going to have all the time, are going to work on how to define new maziki. You have to plug it into something. You have to either plug it into the parasha of Var or plug it into the parasha of Eish. How do you know if you can plug it in? So we have to come up with defining characteristics of Var, defining characteristics of Eish and Shar and Adam. Now, the Nekuda that we're being done on now is these words. Darke leila chulahazik, is that a defining characteristic of bar, or it's not a defining characteristic of bar? That's the shayla. The Steichler brings three rayas to this shayla. Three rayas, the says to part of shayla that's negated to us, to the shayla of whether a traveling bar is bar, and whether a non-traveling eish is bar or is eish. We'll go through the first of his rayas today. The first of his rayas is totally the important sugya and avav. These are two cases that are going to come up repeatedly, so you should chaz arayin good what the Gemara says. The Gemara on Vav and Aleph says that if you have Avnoi, Sakinoi, Umasoi, Sheinicham, Beroish, Gagai, V'noflu, Beruach, Mitzuya, if you have any type of object that you put in a place and it's mazik because a wind comes and the wind blows it off the roof and it goes down and it hits somebody or it hits a car, whatever it is, and it's mazik. Rach Mitzuya had to be chayshish for. So what's it in? Yechayiv, that's the easy answer. Yechayiv on switch mazik. That's the hard question. So the Gemara says, beferish, that it's eish. It says that if it's mazik on the way down, avnei sekina emasai shenichem beresh gagev enoflu barach mitzuya v'ziku, Ibahadi to Kaazli Kamaski, if on the way down it fell when it was mazik, Hainu Eish. That's an easy one. It's a Ferish Gemara. That's Eish. No problem. Darkei Leila Chulahazik, right? It has no Ruachayim. It's not alive. And it's Darkei Leila Chulahazik. Ruach Mitzuya. If you put it in Ruach Mitzuya, it's Darkei. So that's Darkei Leila Chulahazik. And the Gemara says, Kayach Achar Mu'uribbai. Just like an Eish has a certain power to move. Also, the wind has a power to move things. So Gemara says that's Eish. That's the easy case. That's Vav Amid Aleph. Vav Amid Beis, There's a second case. Kaisel v'ilin shenaflu l'shusarab v'zikum. A person has a wall. It's only a perfectly good wall. A perfectly good tree. And one day his bricks fall off the wall. His tree falls down. And it does damage. What's it in? What's it in? The potter, why? Why your potter? Huh? Your potter because? You're anonymous. It's not there. It's not normal for it to fall. If you have a good wall and bricks fall off and do damage, your potter. However, it's up to Gemara. Hisrubai. If they came and they warned you that it's going to fall, if they came to you, the Ramah says it doesn't mean if some little old lady says, hey, you better watch out, your tree's going to fall, that doesn't count. It has to be either an expert comes or a Bezdin warns you, whatever. You got a warning from someone you should trust. And they told you your wall's going to fall down, you better fix it. And they gave you time to fix it. La'achar hazman chayiv. After the zman passes, and they warned you, your tree's in bad shape, it's going to fall. And now, if the time goes by, the tree falls down, and it falls on a car, and it breaks a car, or it falls on a person or an animal, and it does damage to an animal. So, Zafti Gemara, you chayiv. Chayiv out what? Which mazik? As it fell. There are two shaylas. The Gemara talks about after it fell. The Zarichas and the Gemara, after it fell, what's it did? I'm talking as it fell. When it fell on something and hurt him or damaged an animal or a car. Which mazik is that? Huh? Bar. Why do you say bar? You're right, but I'm surprised that I thought everyone was going to say esh. A fire could be the same. The Rosh says that it's bar. The Rosh on the Avraham Bay says that it's bar. Tosis seems to, if you look at the top Tosis, Tosis says yesh l'dvayse la'esh k'vay l'bar. It could be esh, could be bar. The Rosh says that it's bar. Tosis says it could be esh, could be bar. What's the difference between the tree falling down and the avnei sakina and masai brosh gagai? They're full of the Rosh Mitzuya. So the Rosh says there, it was Kayach Acha Mu'rav Bay. When the wind blew something down, that's like fire. It was another Kayach Mu'rav Bay. Something else made it happen. Here, the Kaisel V'Iman, no wind blew it down. It just got old. No wall lasts forever. No tree lasts forever. Eventually it falls down. So the Rosh says it's not Eish. Eish has to have a characteristic of Kayach Acha Mu'rav Bay. It's not Eish. So what is it? So to Rosh it's bar. So to Stipler, 1 minute. This is a moving bar. This is a bar which is Hailach Umazik. The tree was standing. The car didn't go into the tree. The tree went into the car. Right? The car was parked and the tree fell onto the car. Zot to Stipler, aha. Here you have a case of bar, which is Hailach Umazik. L'chaira, from this case, is a raya. That when the Mishnah said, bar, ain't darkei Hailach Umazik, that that's not a defining characteristic of bar. It's not taich bar. It's, the Mishnah is not a halach at all. It's just like a pircha and a kal v'chaira. But in din, here you have a bar, which is Hailach Umazik. And it's bar. The Rosh says klar, it's bar. And even Tosis says it could be esh, could be bar. But Tosis also says it's bar. Comes out according to the Rosh that if somebody warns you about a tree and you ignore the warning and it wounds a car, what's it in? Comes out b'chari that you're potter. According to this, you're potter on the hezekim. Because it's bar. A tree falling down is bar. A kaisel falling down is bar. So the disciple, the chayyur, this is a raya. This is one. The stipler brings three rayas. He brings another one from the Evan Ozel. All right, the stipler, unfortunately, it's late again. The stipler is Simon Dalet. We're going to come back to it on Sunday, Mitzvah Hashem. He brings the Nachlas David, that answers the raya. Have to see how much you say how much you like the Nachlas David, but how much stavid the Nachlas David is. So Mr. Shem will come back to that.